What's happening, me, the boxing voice, going to make this short and sweet. A big weekend in boxing. Yuriorkis Gamboa against Brandon Rios. They come out banging right away. Not Yuriorkis. Let me go back a little bit. Anthony Peterson. You follow me, guys. It's just one of those days. So, hey, don't follow me. It's actually Anthony Peterson. He actually makes that sound through bop, bop when he fights. I guess in his head, he thinks he's really hitting hard, but he really does. I mean, an exciting fighter. He's a young kid. He started off banging, looking really good. Until round two, he was really in trouble with Brandon Rios. Brandon pretty much thought that his punches didn't hurt, so he schooled the kid for the rest of the entire fight. He dropped him once in the fight, and we knew that Anthony Peterson was in trouble. It was his toughest fight yet, and Brandon Rios walked away with the belt, so we still should look for Anthony Peterson to come out fighting soon because, hey, it's just his first loss. He's a kid. Got so much to learn. He and his brother, Lamont Peterson, suffered both losses this year. So, but they're great fighters, and we look to see more of them in the coming future. Second fight, Yuriorkis Gamboa, who I spoke about earlier, he fought against Salido. It was a great fight. It was a really, really great fight. If you've seen Yuriorkis Gamboa, you've seen him get dropped maybe four times until the day he was dropped five times. But he always bounces back up, and he finished his opponent right away. But in this particular fight, he could not do it right away. But it was a great fight. He listened to his corner's advice to stick and move. With some people, you just can't bang. You just can't go straight up and bang. And, you know, he should have asked Anthony Peterson asking that little advice, and he could have told him that, hey, stick and move, go around. But he did walk away with the win, so congratulations to Yuriorkis Gamboa. And we look to see him fighting Juanma Lopez pretty soon. It's going to be a great fight. In fact, Juanma was in the audience watching. So this should be pretty exciting. What do you guys think about it? I want to know. Anyways, so that's pretty much it right now. And of course, Klitschko fought Samuel Peter again. And what did you expect? These are tall guys. They dominate anybody in height over a foot or two. And just extremely powerful and extremely smart. They stick, they move, they use their height. And, you know, they're fighting a bunch of midgets and it just ain't working. So I don't know. Maybe we should see Tyson Fury fight. Not too interested in seeing Nikolai Valuev. I mean, be interesting. I mean, he's a big ogre, but he's not like the big guys. But maybe a Tyson Fury. He's got a lot to learn, but I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't know. Well, that's it. Until the next audio boo, I'm the Boxing Voice. Peace.